You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee Territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, August 13th. Hi, I'm Skylar James, your host of Trail Mix, bringing you essential summer songs all season long. And for our mid-August week this week, I have an hour of rock-based tunes for everyone out there. We're gonna start quite chill and then ramp up a bit and then get chiller towards the end again. I built this playlist backwards, which I don't usually do, and so it's an interesting one, but one of my favorites from this summer so far. Without further ado, from their new album, The Black Keys here, No Rain, No Flowers.
Passing.
Club Wallet there with Cottonmouth, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's a new single from Canadian artist Fan Club Wallet. If you're online at all, you might have seen there's been some discourse in the past couple of weeks about the genre that a lot of people are calling Stomp Clap Hey. Now, the video of Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros performing their hit single, Home, on NPR Tiny Desk has been going viral once again, and people are saying that this is the worst type of music ever. This is the worst genre of music ever to create it, and I disagree. Do you disagree? More on this later. New from Canadian artist Baby Girl. This is You Don't Need a Reason to Call.
Combination of alcohol and midnight and the moon. an ordinary creature. I wish I could run to your house when it gets dark out.
New from Of Monsters and Men, that is Ordinary Creature, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is a new single from band Of Monsters and Men, from their upcoming album, All Is Love and Pain in the Mouse Parade. Now, do I know what that means? Absolutely not. Do I love that title? Absolutely yes. If you've been sticking around for a couple songs, you might have heard me talking about the online discourse that Stomp Clap Hey is the worst genre of music to ever be created. Now, here's the thing. Stomp Clap Hey, if you don't know what it is, just cast your mind back to like the late 2000s, early 2010s, you know, Mumford & Sons, The Lumineers, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, the band that sparked this whole conversation. And in my brain, Of Monsters and Men are weirdly like intertwined in that, but I think it's just like the years that Stomp Clap Hey was popular. I will be a Stomp Clap Hey defender probably until the day that I die. And I know that a lot of people disagree with me, you know. Riptide, everyone knew that on the ukulele. There was a time and a place, and everything circles back around. So I just want this to be proof in 2046, when everyone's like, oh my God, like, I really wish like I was alive for the like Mumford and Sons, like, guys, it's all circling back around, okay? Anyways, I don't know. A lot of people, you know, disagree. A lot of people say that the music is not genuine. And a lot of the time, it is not genuine. But in all the genres, you have the good and the bad. And I think that Stomp Clap Hey, you know, I'm going to say it. It was more good than bad. But that's just my opinion. You can disagree. Fairly disagree, but I still listen to my Stomp Clap Hey hits. I'm playing a lot of new Canadian singles on this show so far, so why not continue? New-ish from Half Moon Run, this is The Message.
Can't find my way out, can't find my way in, 'cause it's damn if you do, damn if you did. Definitely, the message ain't clear.
concern. One place underwater, another burn. No one is surprised, but everybody's shocked with diminishing returns. Worn out shoes pace around the room. Hashtag used as universal doom. Fished up all the fishes and wishing for more wishes with diminishing return. You could say the walls are caving in, that the waves will come and wash away these castles made of sand. Doesn't change the way I feel, for it's real. You'll meet me after. It's your love in the afternoon. Presume to know what is in store, but just how many wolves are at the door. But I have seen your body bending with the morning light ascending, and I will die defending our diminishing returns. Oh, you could say the walls are caving in, that the waves will come. These castles made of sand. Doesn't change the way I feel. It's what's real. It's you and me in the afternoon. It's your love in the afternoon. Living just the thought of you. Well, I love you in the afternoon.
Dan Mangan there with Diminishing Returns, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I am an Apple Music user. I know that streaming services have their problems. I still buy physical media to support my favorite artists, but sometimes when you listen to so much music, you have to be tied to a streaming service in this day and age. Otherwise, I would be thousands of dollars in debt. Anyways, one of my favorite features that they have is called like Your Station. You basically click on it and it kind of like is what I describe it as, like a heightened shuffling of your library. Like it knows when I want to listen to certain things, what I want to listen to, where I want to listen to it. Anyways, and when you listen to so much music, it gets scarily accurate to the point where like this algorithm is perfectly trained to produce exactly what I want to listen to. And over the past couple of weeks, you know, I've just been shuffling it here and there. And a lot of the time, not a lot of the time, about three or four times, it has played this song. Now, have I ever sought out this song on streaming services? No. But have I skipped it when it has been recommended to me? No. And, you know, I've come to love this song over the past couple of weeks a lot. And I figured, why not play it on Trail Mix? I need to get it out of my system. I've been looking for a place for it to fit in the past couple of shows. It hasn't fit. This is the best place that I found for it. It might be a bit of a wild card. I'm sorry if it is, but I have to get it out of my system. And you know what? It was popular for a reason. That reason being, it's a great song. So by Matchbox 20, don't laugh. So by Matchbox 20, this is 3 a.m.
things like that. Well, she said it's all gonna end, and it might as well be my fault. And she only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams, and her voice is strange. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it. She's got a little bit of something, and God, it's better than nothing. And in a color portrait, well, she believes that she's got it all. She swears the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, made up of all that she used to. And the clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway. But outside, it stopped raining. Be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe. Yes, when it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. We're having she says, baby. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes.
Smile like you mean it.
Killers there, Smile Like You Mean It. And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. You know, a few years ago, we had the Eras Tour. And by we, I mean just like culture in general. We had the Eras Tour. Everyone's going to the Eras Tour. It's like the biggest thing of the summer. You know what my Eras Tour is? That's right. My Chemical Romance's 2025 tour, Long Live the Black Parade. Which I see next week, which is so crazy for me to say out loud. I am so excited. I have been a little tiny emo My Chemical Romance fan since as long as I can remember. I think grade 6, which is when everyone becomes emo. I just never grew out of it. And I, for the longest time, if you didn't know, My Chemical Romance broke up. Like, officially. They were like, we're no longer a band. And it was very sad. Emos everywhere cried. And for the longest time, I was like, if there could be a band that could get back together and perform a show, it would be My Chemical Romance. And my icebreaker question to a lot of people when I meet them for the first time is, if there is a album that you could see in full by any band, dead, alive, broken up, whatever, what album would you choose? And my answer has been the Black Parade since the dawn of time. And that is coming true next week. And I'm so excited. So I've been listening to a lot of My Chemical Romance this summer, if you can imagine. And of course, the Black Parade is their favorite album, my favorite album of theirs, which I think is a lot of people's. But a lot of people also love Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, which is their 2004 album. You know, it has Helena on it. It has I'm Not Okay. It has The Ghost of You. A lot of people love that album. I like that album. It's not my favorite. I like The Black Parade more. But My Chemical Romance, to me, is a very seasonal band. I describe it in the way of this. For 8 months out of the year, it's The Black Parade for me, you know? From September to April, the Black Parade. But from May to August, my favorite and most listened to My Chemical Romance album is Danger Days, The True Lives of the Famous Killjoys. Now, criminally underrated My Chemical Romance album. If they were to do another tour where they performed a different album in full, I know everyone would want it to be Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, but I would want it to be Danger Days. Anyways, I'm very excited for the Black Parade, but none of those songs are very summery. So we get a song from Danger Days right now by My Chemical Romance. This is Scarecrow.
Knock, knock, knock. my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit and Jody got married. Should have known we'd never get far. Oh, when I look back now, this summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Hey! Ain't no use in
'69, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I feel like it is my duty to you as a Kingston-based radio host to announce Kingston music news when I know it. And I have some sad news this week. If you didn't know, Kingston-based band The Wilderness are officially going on indefinite hiatus. And I can't talk about it for too long without actually getting very emotional. They have quickly become one of my favorite bands, if not my favorite band, over the past couple of years. They have, you know, been with me through university. I went to see them live for the first time in second year, and they've become, I don't know, a bonding place for my friends and I. It is so, like, their concerts are so fun, but then they also became a place for, you know, us to take friends or new people visiting Kingston and just, you know, excuses for road trips and stuff as we followed them around. And I would be lying if I was to say that I'm not extremely upset by this news. But, you know, you have to respect them doing the right thing for themselves. And they're going on a fall sort of farewell tour. They're playing in Guelph, Toronto, Cornwall, and then their final show in Kingston at the Broom Factory. And I will promo this because I already have tickets. You know my rule. I won't promo a concert unless I already have tickets. I cannot recommend seeing The Wilderness live enough. I have taken so many people in my life that didn't know of The Wilderness before I took them to see them live, and they have said that they are one of the best live experiences they've ever had, even if it's at a very small dive bar. So I could not recommend it enough. Do not miss your chance to see The Wilderness. I'm sure that I will talk about them for weeks to come, but because I have been mourning this week, I am going to play a song. And don't cry. Don't cry. The Wilderness here, Garden of England.
The Garden of England was burning all around me. There were boarded up buildings and the orchards all were empty. And I walked past the oak tree. And we spread our dog's ashes in the breeze.
I got lost in the landscape and somehow it still found me. Now I'm standing at the top of the hill. My lungs are on fire, the air is still.
Alice there, that's White Horses, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's from Wolf Alice's upcoming album, The Clearing. that's their newest single release from the album, and maybe one of my favorite Wolf Alice songs of all time already. I'm obsessed with that song. And, you know, I'm in sort of a nostalgic mood this week. My favorite band is breaking up, and Wolf Alice released that mammoth of a song. So, what better song to close out this show with than Coconut Records, West Coast?
For a second there, I thought you disappeared. Rains a lot this time of year. So we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. No, no. And I miss you. I'm going back home to the West Coast. I wish you would have put yourself in my suit.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Welsh music is not just about harps and male voice choirs.